All right, welcome back. Message number 7. Question number 1. Your boss asks you to plan a company function whereby the LGBTQ personnel will be involved, and the event has to be LGBTQ friendly. What is the biblical response to this situation to ensure your holy witness is not compromised? Please explain your answer. Now, the general principle and guideline is that you are to be a holy testimony and witness for Christ where you are. And if by compromising your holy testimony just to remain in the company, you have already lost your mission. And so therefore, that must be your general guideline in your decision making. This question is deliberately left very broad. Right, because to what extent, what exactly is your involvement in the planning and so on, because it is designed for discussion. So a lot has to do with the level and degree of your involvement in the planning of this company function. If the involvement requires you to compromise your holy witness in any way, then you have to tell your boss to excuse yourself. And you have to tell your boss the reason why. And trust in the Lord. Remember, if the Lord wants you to stay in this company, no one can remove you. And so if he says, that being the case, you are fired, then the firing of your job is not from him. It is from your Heavenly Father. And you have to trust him to take care of your whatever physical responsibilities and needs that you might have. He promised you that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and that's exactly what you are doing. Holding on to your holy witness in that company. And the moment you compromise, then your holy witness is gone. What is the point of staying? All right, so that will be the general principle when you answer this question. When I was working as an architect, in my heart, I had already made up my mind that if my boss were to win a contract to design a temple or a mosque or a Roman Catholic church, in my heart, I would have already decided I would not be involved. And if my boss wants me to be involved, I have to tell him honestly why I cannot be involved. And if in the course of telling him that I cannot be involved, including casinos and so on, and if he were to tell me to leave the company, I will leave. But I cannot compromise my holy witness, because the reason why I'm there is not to make money, is not to build up the company, but it is to be a holy witness to help them see Christ in my life. And the moment you compromise that, your mission given to you by your Lord Jesus Christ, it's over. And therefore, there is no spiritual purpose for your existence in that company, because you have lost your holy testimony. And so it's a life of faith. Remember, anything that is not done in faith is sin. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, right? So you trust him. God has assured us, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Was that not Christ's promise? And our Heavenly Father will always care for us, because he loved us when we were his enemies. Now that he has made us his children, why should you doubt his love? Number 2, your colleagues sabotage you to make you a scapegoat so that he can escape his wrongdoing. You have been trying to reach out to him for Christ since you joined the company 5 years ago. What is the right response to what he did? The right response is to talk to him. Okay, talk to this colleague of yours who sabotaged you. And so if the scenario is he doesn't want to retract, let him know. Okay, let him know that I know you sabotaged me. I have no evidence. You know you are the guilty party, and because of what you have done, and there is no way I can escape what you have done, and I'm prepared to accept it on your behalf. But I still want you to know that I love you in Christ, and I still want you to become a Christian. And therefore, I will accept the punishment for what you have done wrong, because this was exactly what Jesus Christ did for me when he died on the cross for my sins. All the sins and wrongdoings and wickedness and evil that I've committed against God, he took my place willingly. And likewise, I will willingly take the punishment on your behalf. That, I believe, is the right response that will honor Christ and that will help him firsthand the full impact, at least 70% of it, of what it means for God to love him in Christ. So that when you share the gospel, he will not only know it as a doctrinal truth, because he has also seen it in your life. Okay, so let him know. Number three, you are the employer evaluating two prospective employees who had applied for the job. You know one of them is a Christian. Would you hire him, all things being equal in terms of qualification? Galatians 6:10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And therefore, I will choose the Christian, all things being equal. Remember, the key is all things being equal. Now, if all things are not equal, and if the unbeliever are more skillful, and he will make a better fit for your company, then you should not choose the Christian over the non-Christian simply because he's a Christian. Bear that in mind. But because all things being equal, the other person who is not selected cannot gripe and complain and say that he is more skillful than the Christian. All things being equal, that means skill-wise, in terms of their abilities, in terms of their qualifications, they are equal. But this has a better character. And therefore, you should select him based upon Galatians 6:10. Okay? Now, whether it is going to be an imaginary scenario, I do not know. Whether there can ever be two persons who are all things equal, right? Maybe based upon their resume. You may find that based upon the paper qualification that they submitted, they come to the conclusion that all things being equal in terms of their training, their past experiences, and so on and so forth. Then it basically boils down to character and attitude. Okay? That's it. 9 o'clock. Thank you very much.